speed ahead.
This time of year, we are inundated with invitations and invocations to buy things, to spend money, and we are generous beings longing to exchange gifts, of course.
Here we go.
But in this global and local meltdown, so many of us are cracking under the pressure to consume. We have a deep desire to shower our loved ones with treasures untold. But the stress of holiday giving can be so overwhelming that we deplete our bodies and end up sick. And in these extreme weather conditions, we are so cold and vulnerable. Our sinuses are stuffed with festive green goober boogers. So many of our clan just want to climb under the covers and stay there, hibernate for the winter. It's warmth we are seeking. It's that familiar smell of rosemary, of sage, of hot chocolate and cinnamon and stew. We are seeking warmth. Even with the daily reports from Copenhagen and the undeniable existence of global warming, we crave the warmth. Though we may covet the cold bling bling of the electronic iPod, iBook, Kindle, Droid, BlackBerry, or iTunes, I wonder, does it linger after the thrill of unwrapping is gone? We are free to choose from a cornucopia of locally made, handcrafted items. There are art fairs and gift bazaars galore. We have the inclination to spend money, shop, charge it. But with each transaction, we may find our debt mounting, our savings dwindling. Does anyone have anything put away for the winter? We are blessed to have food, wood, kindling, matches, shelter from the storm. Beyond that, what we need more than anything is human contact, warmth. Someone to reach out and take our hand, smile, and say, right now, right here, you are all right. The beauty of warmth and kindness is it's unlimited and free. Free and priceless at the same time. Good stories and jokes are a panacea. Sharing a moment of absurdity, of laughter at this enormous, untenable mess we're in, doses us with internal medicine that no physician can prescribe. So many charity drives are calling us for blankets, toys, and food, and we can share what we have in abundance. We can look through our bookshelves, our closets, our poetry, our photographs, and share our deepest gifts, memories, talents, and dreams. From our internal pantries, we can inspire everyone on our holiday list, and even those we bump into accidentally. Have a song, a joke, a quote ready to share at will. Give your spirit, your laughter, your warmth, so no matter how much you give away, your investment will return instantly, and you will be rich. Like hot chocolate with delicious little marshmallows bouncing in a sea of warmth. This is Sherry Flames of Love.
Talking with a friend and he knows how it ends. He says it's easier. He says it. That's just the way we are.